USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
One of the president's biggest pen pals has sent him something once again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It's a phone man, look at me. Oh, yeah. Back for me.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House Friday morning that he'd received another letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week.
Really wrote a beautiful three-page, I mean, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
The president also played down concerns about North Korea's recent short-range missile testing, arguing that there's been no nuclear activity since he started talking with Kim.
The stock market had another decline as investors worry that a resolution in the U.S.-China trade dispute is a long way off. The S&P 500 index fell 19.44 to 29.18. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 90.75 to 26.287. And the NASDAQ fell 80 points to 79.59. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prosecutors filed a terrorist threat charge against a 20-year-old man who said he walked into a Missouri store wearing body armor and carrying a loaded rifle and a handgun to test whether Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. The incident, just days after 22 people were killed during an attack at another Walmart in El Paso, caused a panic at the Springfield, Missouri store. Dmitry Andrichenko walked through, filming himself with his cell phone on Thursday afternoon. No shots were fired, and Andrichenko was arrested after he was stopped by an armed off-duty firefighter at the store. Greene County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. If convicted of the felony charge of making a terrorist threat in the second degree, it's punishable by 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. Thanks for taking the time to listen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.